Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who stayed on the line. I do apologize for the delay, but we are here. We're back full in effect. I hope you guys enjoy the ride with the show. Hopefully, I can keep the show rocking a little bit longer, but I hope you guys are enjoying the show thus far, what we have so far. I do want to put out a couple things. Hopefully, you know, you guys will come out on Saturday, January the 18th. That'll be Illusion's first show of the year. Illusion's, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm the founder and CEO of Illusion's. Illusion's is a performance arts-based business, which we have other, which is the entity, and we have the Lyrical Cypher under that umbrella. We have Illusion's Open Mic under that umbrella. We have Affirmation of Change, which is a life coaching business I have. I'm a life coach as well with I also implement art healing components, but we have a lot of different things, you know, Truth Hurts, Custom Design, and also production company. So with that being said, you guys kind of had mixed emotions about, you know, so I was supposed to be in doing a show tomorrow in New York, but it didn't work out for me to make it down there. Life has happened, but it's okay because in 2020, I will be back full in effect, and I'll be able to travel all over everywhere that, by the grace of God, that it's meant for me to go. So that didn't work out, but I will be in New York very soon in 2020. It'll be my first time going to New York, but I'm looking forward to being there. But the next show is Saturday, January 18th. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts from 8:30 to 11, featuring Sean Ingram. My big homie, Sean Ingram, will be featuring in the band Illusions. Dave's Fine China band will be in the building. I can't wait to come and rock out with you guys. The show is $10 for open mic talent. It's only $8. You guys, this is a show you don't want to miss, and this is what a way to start a show with, you know, the beginning of the year with Sean Ingram in the building. So with that being said, I'm going to do something a little different. I usually play a track, but what I'm going to do is go ahead and open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to do a shout-out, spit some poetry, sing a song, what have you. Feel free to do so. So with that being said, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a rough 2 days, but I'm hanging in there.
I understand.
Yeah. I needed some encouraging words today. I'm not going to speak today because I'm kind of all messed up, but I did need some encouraging words.
Well, I got you, because I got some things I want to put out on the table.
Yeah, I need some nuggets.
I got you. Are you writing in your book?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Mm-mm-mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it helping at all? It was good. Christmas was good. You know, got a chance to spend time with family I hadn't seen in a while. And mm-hmm. just got a chance to chill and unwind. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. How was your Christmas?
It was awesome. You know, like you said, spending time with family. And then I went to one of my church members' house. And we had a good time. You know, we played, what is it called, Pekino, and another game mm-hmm. called Left Center. I did win some money. So, you know, God is good.
All the time.
That's right.
That's good. I was about to say, oh, and Happy New Year to you, because, you know, I know it's New Year's Eve right now, but tomorrow is going to be a totally different year. So I'm going to say to you early.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And
you're
it will
welcome.
Be a
new beginning.
Yes, it will be a good year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm claiming it.
Oh, and me too. Me too. Well, please, down the line, I do have inspirational nuggets for you.
I said, what you got?
You gonna give it to you now?
you
said, give it to me while I'm on the line.
That's right.
So, I got you. I will oblige, because you did wait on me, and I do appreciate you and everybody else who's listening. The inspirational nugget, I have a couple inspirational nuggets. First and foremost, I'm going to say this, and I said it before, trusting the process. You know, whether trusting the process is you're trying to heal from a process, like to choose to feel, deal, and heal from the process. Trust the process. Mm-hmm. This process is our life. Because it comes with bumps, bruises, emotional roller coasters, some silver linings. It comes with, you know, like a lot of ups and downs. And this is just my recap of my experiences from this year, you know, for a whole year. So, and just my experiences with just the things that I've learned for myself to apply it to my life and not just to that particular situation. Because mm-hmm. for me, I've learned that what's supposed to be is going to be. What's not supposed to be, it won't be. So I've learned a valuable thing which does not feel good, and that's acceptance. Instead of trying to force, you know, a square into a circle, I've learned to let the circle fit where it's supposed to, the square fit where it's supposed to, and acknowledge it. The circle or the square, if it doesn't fit, leave it alone. Quit. Stop it. You know, because what if it's not God's plan for you? I don't want to force my plan into God's plan for me. Because I look at, like, I'm dealing with mixed emotions right now because I really wanted to be in New York, but it didn't work out, you know.
Wow.
But I was supposed to perform in New York tomorrow. Like, I'm on the lineup and everything. And I was supposed to be on the train today, like, gone. And I contemplated for a long time. I went through hell just to get to this point, and it didn't happen. But I also know that when I had to make the phone call to say I can't make it, they said, we'll see you in March.
Oh, no,
so
that's right.
That gave me something to think about, but it also gave me something to work towards getting there, as opposed to just kind of like saying, well, there's always March. No, I want to be ready.
Right.
Like, I want to be, when I go in March, I'm speaking it into existence, I want to be ready.
That's right.
And I want to have learned some things from it to get there, huh?
And you will be. You will be ready. If I know China the way I know China, you will be ready.
Yeah. And I want to be ready, and I want to, you know, because it's been a rough year for my family. And I appreciate all you guys being understanding. For anybody who doesn't know, I value being transparent. So there's a lot. There were a lot of things that happened throughout this year, you know, deaths. finances, relationships, family, health, so many things I experienced. I can break down every single detail, but I'd rather not. I'd rather just give you a synopsis of what it is. But I've learned to get closer and to cling and to God, because all those things I just called out, I realized ain't nothing I can do to change it.
Right.
But for some strange reason in our minds, that's why I said trust in the process, some strange reason in our minds, we think if we think about it and we worry about it and we get anxious about it, that thinking about it real hard and crying about it real hard and stressing about it real hard will change it. We're not genies.
Right.
We're not magicians. We're not magicians. We're not witches. We're not, we don't do no, I can't magically change the situation by thinking about it. I can't blink my eyes and be like, what's that, whatever that show was. Yeah.
Genie.
Yes, I can't do it, and it's not going to change anything. So I got to give it where it belongs. This is bigger than me, so I got to let it go.
That's right.
Let it go? Nah, because I'm hoping I can think about it enough or strategize enough or analyze enough to fix it, but I can't. But once I realize that once I choose to trust the process, the peace resides in me. And I learned to stay in my lane.
That's right.
So I'm choosing to stay in my lane and trust the process. Do what I can do when I can do it.
And how
and what
I, can
I can't do,
do.
Exactly. And what I can't do, I got to give it away. But I got to give it away in prayer. And my grandma used to say all the time, and I got it in my book, you probably read it. My grandma used to say all the time, pray and let your prayers have wings. And when she said that to me, I was teaching a group one day, and I realized, I said, what if you had a dove in your hand? And the dove was the messenger to get your prayer to God. But every time you pray and you ask God, and you whisper this prayer in the dove's ear, and then you release the prayer, and you snatch the dove back, soon as you're ready to get up in the air, and you say, nah, but I want to think about it some more. But I thought you just prayed about it, and you were going to give it away. But instead, you keep trying to fix it. So I'm just choosing to stay in my lane, you know. And, yeah, I know those things, but staying in your lane, it requires practice. It requires unlearning the behavior of trying to fix things. But I realize I can't fix it. What can I do? I can sit here and do it. Let my blood pressure go up. People are going to die. People are going to live. People are going to hurt you. People are going to love you. People are going to hate you. You know, we're going to do things to ourselves as far as our thoughts. You know, but it's the only person you can change is you and the way you handle things. I can't change nobody else. If I sit here and keep telling somebody else, this is what I see, this is what I want, this is what I want from you, if they don't want that thing for themselves, I'll never get it.
That's right.
And if you do it for me because I said it, I always wonder if you did it because I said it or you did it because it's a need.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about, trusting the process instead of trying to force something to fit or force something or someone to fit in our lives. Like, even jobs, like, I ain't trying to force that either. You know, like, what I'm supposed to be going to be, and I got to get out of God's way so he can show me the plan because his plan is way better than mine. And I don't know why we think that because we can make plans and we think and we can operate in these capacities that we can decide our fate. We don't. And we can make some choices.
And that's a tough choice to make, you know. Some people just don't see that they have options.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, it's like making a choice is not going to just change your life. Making
right.
a choice better your life.
Yeah. Well, you know something I talked about yesterday in my group, and I'm going to speak on this, is like I talk about wherever you go, whoever you're with, whatever you're doing, you take you with you.
That's right.
So
if
I haven't changed my mindset and who I am, I can't expect my location changing, people, places, things, friends, whatever the case may be, to result in change if I haven't changed within. So if I haven't changed my mindset, I can't assume if I fly to Alaska that things are going to be greater, because if my mind isn't greater, it's not going to be greater, because my mind is my ruin. Like, my mind is going to be, can't nothing happen without me. Can't nothing happen to me without me, not let somebody take, like, somebody take something from me. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, like, when somebody overpowers you.
Mm-hmm.
But if the person isn't overpowering you and you give them the power because of their actions, then they have the power over you. You become that. I don't want to become that thing that is just distracting me from my purpose. And my whole point about this is, like, I'm choosing to trust the process. I'm choosing to stay in my lane and recognize and accept. When I say stay in my lane, I'm choosing acceptance, whether it hurts or not, whether it's disappointing or not, to keep right on going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
We always got to keep on going. You got to. Can't stop. You can't stop.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, I surely appreciate that nugget. I needed
no
that.
Problem. I hope it helped some form of fashion.
It does.
Awesome. Mm. And for everybody who's listening, like I said, about trusting the process, you know, and like I say, stand in your lane. And I mean, standing in your lane, meaning accepting the fact that you can only change yourself. I can't change somebody else. You know, and I look at how I dealt with the fact that two of my good friends died, and I was still grieving from that. Then my uncle died. Then my son got hurt. You know, or what have you. Then going through finances, I'm just recapping this thing, like going through finances, going through deaths, going through, like, my mom getting diagnosed with cancer. Thank God she just got her results back. She's cancer-free. They called in her early stages. So God is so good, and I appreciate everybody who prayed for my mom, you know. And amen. I mean, and we prayed hard and long, and we collectively came together. And we put aside all those things that we put aside the past to be able to stay right here in the moment. And
right.
I would just encourage everybody to stay in the moment, because this is the only moment that matters. The past, few minutes ago, few seconds ago, everything we just said is the past. If you can take those things and make mental notes, that's what's up. But I encourage you to trust the process. Stay in the moment. Know that the air you breathe is a gift. It can be taken away in a heartbeat. All you can do is do the best that you can with the time that you have, because it ain't promised. There are many days I miss getting phone calls from Truth. You know, even though we got on each other's nerves, I miss those crazy phone calls, the laughs, even fussing with him, you know?
Right.
But I'm glad I did have a chance to talk to him. I miss him calling in, you know, with his random poetry, but it was him.
That's right.
Yeah. So, everybody, you guys be blessed. I'm sorry for the short session in January. We're going to kick it back to 9 o'clock. I can't wait. I thank God for everybody who listened and rocked out with us. Hold on one sec. We got, and thank you, Nikki, for calling in. What's up? What's up, Carlos? I'm going to tell you what's up before I roll out. Thank you, Carlos, for calling
in. Hi, Chyna.
How you doing?
Chyna, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, man. Y'all know me. Everybody know me, man. I try to stay strong, man. I'm just going through a lot right now. And I'm going to put my personal business out behind. But everybody that does pray, man, y'all say a word of prayer for your boy. I'm going through a lot right now. Y'all heard me?
Indeed.
But guess what? I will not lose, y'all. And y'all don't have to either, man. Stay positive. You heard me?
Amen. All right, you guys, let's call us. We're going to keep them in your prayers. And I appreciate you guys listening to me. I know I've always chosen to be transparent. It's freeing for me. That's just my personality. And you never know what situation or the circumstance that I might speak upon. Somebody might have needed that today. So I choose to whatever my, you know what I'm saying, whatever the things that I choose to be, you know, I choose to be transparent with, hopefully it helps somebody, you know, because sometimes what we're going through might be a lesson or an assignment for somebody else. So with that being said, you guys stay blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and trust the process. Be you. Be the best version of yourself. Tap into your purpose. Stick with your purpose. Hold on to that thing. When you feel like giving up, just know that you were born for something greater. Be that and be the best you can be. You guys, I want to wish you guys a happy new year, and we'll see you in 2020 next Tuesday. Be blessed.